The machine is ever turning, ever hungry. How do you avoid being eaten? How do you avoid drifting into becoming another cog? Can you escape the machine? Should you try, or is it impossible? Pondering these questions and more on The Mention the Machine.
Oh shit, it's episode 48 and we're back once again. What's going on, Joel? It's March 8th. It's episode 48. So it's a weird symmetry going on. We're here recording before lunch because Joel has a meeting, and that's what's going on.
ChatGPT might save my life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. I had a little issue with work, and I basically vomited everything I wanted to say to ChatGPT, and it wrote me a letter. It wasn't the best letter, but then I polished it. And I polished that turd so shiny.
Yeah, I read the letter, and I was surprised that ChatGPT went through, because there's still some typos. And I'm like, what the?
No, I went through and edited.
Oh, you added some typos?
I had ChatGPT write it. I went to get my car looked at, because I'd get alignment done. And I got back, put in the Word, took out all the red and blues, and then I ran through again and said, you shouldn't say this. This sounds kind of whiny. I'm like, okay. Rewrote it again. I didn't see any blue and red, so I'm like, okay, looks good to me.
ChatGPT, assume the persona of a little bitch. Letter to my boss. Yeah, so you got the alignment and everything done on the car. Do you do that every time you get an oil change, or was it just coincidental?
No. So, I do my oil changes now because Firestone got a little greedy back in 2018. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you're supposed to rotate your tires every 5,000 miles. Mm. Because when you buy tires, in order to keep the warranty, they want them rotated every 5,000 miles. I rotate mine every 5,000 to 6,000 because I buy mine from Crest Tires down on Gibsonia. They are amazing and cheap and fast. Like, they can put a tire in a car in, like, under 10 minutes.
Nice. Yeah. I usually just have the dealership do them. Or not the dealership, my usual mechanic do them. Mm. But as far as rotating tires and stuff, I always forget to do that.
Well, Firestone has a unlimited alignment for $160, I think it is.
Nice.
And I found out that now, it used to be back in the day when I was paying for alignment, it was $60 an alignment. That's just for front or rear. Mm. So now, the dealer's charging $150 for a full alignment.
What's the difference between a full alignment and the front and rear? Well, or did you say front or rear?
Well, before, you can either get front or rear or both.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
When you have all-wheel drive, they want you to get out of alignment on both.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And when you buy new tires, you should always get an alignment, because if your car's out of alignment and you buy new tires, you're just going to destroy them like you did before.
Yeah. Like the Jeep, we just got new tires like 2 months ago or so. But they didn't do the alignment down there because there's some weird crossbar that they got to do. And for a place called National Tire Battery, you'd think that they would be comfortable with doing that. So I got to get that done.
Yeah. Because the sooner you do it, the sooner you stop wearing tires out.
Yeah, yeah.
So they told me I needed an air filter, a cabin filter, and an engine filter. They want $152 to do both. I'm like, I'm going to O'Reilly.
Yeah.
I bought a K&Y for $60, and I bought a regular one for $26. Mm-hmm. So even though I bought a better filter, and the engine one, I can actually clean it and put it back in. Hmm. So I save $50 and I get a better quality filter in my car.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I was asking. Is that this is Mention the Machine talk, figuring out how to save money and how to work on your cars.
Mm-hmm. Well, I learned the other day that not everybody takes care of their car like I take care of my car.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Some people drive a car because they don't want to change tires, and they let them go pop.
Yeah, I've fortunately never had that happen, but I'm also one of those weirdos that doesn't park on the curb because it'll develop a bubble and things like that. And
I've also found out that you can actually have a bald donut, which I didn't know was possible either.
Wow. I had never known anybody to ride a donut that long to get it bald.
Oh.
Weird.
I learned some things this week.
That's crazy. It's always strikes me as odd when you see somebody that has you see a car on the side of the road that has the donut on it and the donut's flat, and you're like, what are you doing with your life? How did you get, like, I get the tires are expensive, but one tire is not that bad. That's $100 or so. Better than having a donut in a toe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have AAA?
Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
That's funny.
And Mara has AAA, a separate account, so.
Freaking flyers, I see. Get all them toes.
Well, every year, Dai would buy Mara AAA when she renewed hers ever since Mara got her license, so they've just kept it going, and they're like triple platinum members or some shit with it now. It's like, okay, well, I'll just buy my own.
Well, alignment was as I expected. The front needed a little bit of work, but it wasn't that bad. Apparently, I did not have brand new tires on my car when I bought them, but that's fine.
That sucks.
I buy tires every year anyway, so it's kind of my thing.
Yeah, I keep meaning to do it because it should be done, is to set up the savings account early for the tires, because it's, you know, like I have a Christmas savings. It's every year, you know, you need these things. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be a surprise when it comes around.
But here we are.
But it is, damn it. And Jeep tires are so expensive. Mm-hmm. It's like $800 for tires for that fucking thing.
I spent $535 last time I bought tires from another car.
I guess tires are just expensive everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, batteries, they've gotten really expensive.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. I hate that shit.
When I was a kid, I could get a battery for $60. Yeah. Now it's like $200. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Oh, God, it's terrible.
I listen to No Agenda, and they're talking about shrinkflation. Mm-hmm. I guess Cookie Monster went on Twitter and complained about his cookies are too small.
No, I didn't see that.
They said that I think it was a pack of Oreos. They cost the same amount, but they reduced them by 2 ounces, I think. It was like 2.6 ounces per thing.
And for what? Like, why?
Because they want to make more money.
Yeah, but they're not. I guess they're making the same amount of money, but what are they doing with the other 2 ounces?
Putting them in the bag. Okay, let me ask you about this then. Wendy's surge pricing.
Oh, God. What a terrible idea. As if they're the only hamburger joint in town.
You know who I go to?
your refrigerator?
Yep.
I got to say this. Sometimes I do need some Wendy's, though. I need a fast food burger.
I got a spicy chicken sandwich the other day, actually. But I'll find a recipe and make my own. I've been stockpiling fast food recipes off of Instagram lately. I saw this one. It was a black woman. She goes, "My kids want Chick-fil-A." I said, "We have Chick-fil-A at home. I'll show you how." And then they showed. And the kid goes, "Mom, this is better than Chick-fil-A. I don't want Chick-fil-A no more."
Well, honestly, the red bag chicken from Aldi tastes a lot like Chick-fil-A. It's not the spicy Chick-fil-A, though. That's half the recipe right there. Just get the spice.
The spice must flow.
I need to see that.
I learned how to make hot sauce today. Apparently, you take a bunch of peppers and cut them up and put a brine in them and let them sit for a month.
Sounds right.
I don't want to grow a garden this year.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to get mine going. I'm going to try and really get it going and really can some stuff. And I'm trying to get more self-sufficient. Since the pandemic, I've gotten sloppy with it. It's not a good way to be.
Fucking embarrassing. Take a lap.
I would, but my knees are against me today. All my joints hurt. I've been fucking doing too much jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, why have you been going so hard at jiu-jitsu?
I don't know. It just fucking kind of happened. I was just like, look, I fucking got tired of getting beat up, so I'm like, I'm just going to keep showing up. And like, I get beat up, but it's not as bad. Like, I put on a better showing. I've also just decided that I need to be more aggressive in jiu-jitsu and not so waiting for them to do something. So it's like, oh, you got a guard? Well, guess what? I'm coming through. Even if it costs me my neck.
There's an anime called Escaflowne, and the main character was a prince of this place called Fenelia, and his sword master was, you don't charge aggressively enough!
Default aggressive. Yeah, it's hard to do that, though, because you think about, like, you don't want to... You want to be a good training partner and not try to hurt the other person. And it's like, I'm not trying to hurt the other person, but I'm also not trying enough to pretend.
I don't understand.
Well, if you hurt the other people, then somebody's going to hurt you. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's how that works.
No, That's not what you want, because they'll do, like, it's basically like, you know in hockey how they have an enforcer?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's just like the guy, oh, you're hitting our guys? Well, here comes fucking Big Tom or whatever to mm-hmm. fucking slam you into the boards. There's stuff like that in jiu-jitsu gyms, too.
Well,
there's
how
a
else guy, do you learn
a mat enforcer that comes out and...
How else do you learn how to take a hit?
Yeah, you ain't supposed to take hits in jiu-jitsu. It's about bending people.
Got my bike rack fixed the other day.
Nice. Maybe you'll ride a bike soon.
Yeah. I bought a second pair of sensors, so I don't have to swap between the mountain bike and the road bike.
Nice.
Apparently, I was, air quotes, cheating the first bike and brew I went with my friends because I smoked them.
It's only cheating if you take the e-bike and nobody else has one.
Well, I did pretty good with the mountain bike, too, so.
I took out the e-bike the other day. And,
I see. It's on the ground here.
Yeah. I went for a ride down through the cemetery. Around in the cemetery was kind of fun, too, because it was like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You get to see some of the nice headstones and stuff that people have in there. Plus, it's just a nice hilly area. I love that thing. That thing's amazing. I go up a hill that's like, I don't know, fucking whatever degree that is.
Mm-hmm.
At like 15 miles an hour easily.
I got to plan my Pittsburgh Mills route.
I'm surprised you didn't buy an e-bike yet, really.
Well, I got an actual cycling, and I'm like, don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, one of each. You got an e-bike, you got the fucking road bike, you got the mountain bike. The e-bike's more like, oh, I'm just kind of commuting, having fun. The fucking road bike's like, oh, I want to punish myself. Mountain bike's like, oh, I'm going cross country.
I think you got that backwards. Road bike is, I'm smoking everybody.
Yeah, but you're punishing yourself.
Why?
Because to smoke everyone, you got to punish yourself a little bit. If you ride like I do, you're like, well, fucking, if 15 miles an hour is good, 18 miles is better. Plus, the road bike also doesn't have any, like, absorption.
Well, that's what the pants are for.
Yeah, those pants don't do any good.
Well, mine do.
No, that's
a game changer for me.
Yeah, take that first bike ride of the season with them pants and see if it does that any good. You're still going to hurt.
I don't know.
It's all about the iron taint practice.
I don't know. I guess I'm just built different.
Summon your key to protect your
I just
tape.
Remember when I first started biking with that mountain bike, and people kept passing me. I'm like, this is bullshit. Yeah. And I got the mountain bike. I got the street bike. I'm like, you ain't passing me, dog. You ain't passing me.
Right, exactly. It becomes a race. And then you start drafting off people. The worst thing used to be when I would commute to work every day, and there was always this one guy who, like, I think he lived on his bicycle, but I'd be doing like 15 miles an hour and passing people, and he would just blow by me, and then he would just continue to pull further and further away from me, and I'd try to keep up with him, and it was impossible. I was so mad.
You know, I need some cocaine. I hear it saves jobs.
Boatload of cocaine. That's the new sponsor for the Mention the Machine, cocaine. That's what we'll do for quarter two. Start doing cocaine and see if it changes our lives for the better.
I don't beat you on that one. My dad was asking me there, what'd you do around the house lately? I'm like, nothing. Like, I'm running solo at work, and there's only so many hours in the day.
Yep. I've been thinking about that, too, that there's projects in the house that I just haven't been getting to, and why, and it's just, there's no time.
Mm-hmm.
They're just sucking it all up. Hopefully, once there's more daylight, I'll feel more like doing some stuff.
But exactly.
I shouldn't let that affect me.
We all get seasonal depression. It's okay.
Yeah. I did get the motorcycle back up and running.
I saw the helmet over here.
Yeah, I took it around the block. It's weird because it idles now and it rides, but I got it. I only took it around the block because it's not registered right now, but it loses power. Like, it stops having enough power once I got to back to the alley. I was like, well, I don't know what's going on there.
McFly, you bojo, you can't do that. You got power.
Somebody said I might need to replace the leads. I don't know what that means exactly, but I think those are the things that come off the spark plugs.
Yeah.
So we'll have to look into that.
If you didn't replace them, you should replace them.
What's that?
If you haven't replaced them, you should replace them.
Yeah, probably.
It's like it's your performance.
I think it's like fucking $60 or something. Not a lot of money. I need to replace those. I need to replace the air filters. Hey, we're back to talking about engines.
Mm-hmm.
Cars. I did clean the carbs, which was an exercise.
So, I don't know if I brought this up before or not, but I listened to that Zen and the Art of Motorcycle audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
That book was fucked up.
Yeah, we talked about that on here, I think.
It just reminded me of, like, I expected some enlightenment, and, like, this guy had some other personality, and all the shit was going on at this professor. I'm like, what? I don't know. This isn't for me.
I think you just had the wrong impression going into the book.
It's supposed to change my life, I thought, but it just made me question life even more.
Well, that's where the change comes. I bought two new Audible books today. I had three. So I got Arnold Schwarzenegger's book, and then I got
Einstein.
I got the physical copy of that. I got Stephen Pressfield's book about Alexander the Great. He takes historical stuff, and he builds he writes a fictional book about it.
Ah.
So it's like he did the Gates of Fire, which was all about the 300 and the Thermopylae and all that, which was a really good thing. Really good book, too. But I don't know that much about Alexander the Great, so.
He can't be that great.
He was. He almost took over the world.
Not like Napoleon.
Yeah. Maybe they'll make a bad movie about him, too.
I still have. No, you watched it?
No, I heard terrible things about it.
No. I'll have to watch that next week.
Yeah. You'll have to let me know. Just because people say things are bad, they might not be.
I still have that. I'm still blown away that Robert Greene, I feel like he stole from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, because half the people that are in that movie he writes about.
Yeah, he might have. I mean, they're historical for a reason, so.
Yeah, but like, epic historical. There's historical and there's epic historical. Yeah, George Washington sailed across whatever, blah, blah, blah. He found a father. Fucking Napoleon's like, I'm taking these eight motherfuckers out.
He sailed across the Delaware.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
A frozen river to kill the English.
Yeah.
In their sleep.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
It is hardcore. But like,
they're like, oh, we can party. No one's going to attack us today. It's freezing out. And fucking 6'4" George Washington with his wooden teeth come across the Delaware. Fucking like,
welcome
to America, motherfucker.
What I'm saying is, like, he's got like two things. Napoleon's got like a whole like encyclopedia shit he's done.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I like,
Now, there was Abe Lincoln being a cage fighter, that's fucking metal.
That is. King of the Cage. He was a catch wrestler. The one comedian that was running the Daily Show for a while, the black guy, the English guy, said the thing about the American National Anthem is at the end of every line you can add the word bitch. It sounds fitting.
Mm-hmm.
And the bomb's bursting in air. Bitch. Joel's taking a phone scroll break.
No, I was trying to look up the guy. Cassius Marcellus Clay, another badass. Because there's a guy called the Fat Electrician. He did a whole thing about the guy. Apparently his parents were big on slavery, and he was anti-slavery.
Yeah.
So he started dueling people over it, and he couldn't lose.
Nice.
So they tried to assassinate him a couple times. A guy came on stage one time to try and murder him. And the guy that tried to murder him, he got his ass beat. So his friends had to throw him over the wall, over like a hillside, to keep him from getting murdered. Like, dude was a fucking savage.
I like people like that. The world needs fucking savages like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the Musashi thing, where he kept winning all those duels, so he quit showing up with a real sword.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, he just beats a dude with a boat oar. He would show up and do fucked up things to people, too. Like, he would purposely be late to the duel, so they would sit around and get all pissed off about that, so they weren't fighting clear-headed and everything. He would rotate so that he would come from the direction of the sun, so the person was staring at the sun the whole time. He's just fucking, like, a dick about it all.
Mm-hmm. I figured there was one guy they talked about that he was a sword fighter. And he was on this boat, and this guy was like, talking about he's the greatest sword fighter ever. So, and the guy was like, hey, why don't we go find that on that island over there? So he got over the island, the guy got off the boat, and he cast off with the gun to the island.
That's like Bruce Lee in End of the Dragon. He's like, there's two, nobody wants to fight the guy on the boat. The guy on the boat wants to fight him. And he's like, no, 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 there's no room. He's like, well, row out to that island. And the guy gets on the rowboat, and Bruce Lee unties the boat and lets the rowboat, like, drift off into the river with the... The art of fighting without fighting.
Eddie Griffin, I saw an Eddie Griffin clip on Instagram this one other morning about Bruce Lee. He goes, this motherfucker's so bad, he walks in the school, and the guy goes, you, fight him. He goes, they fight him, he loses. Wait, they're black belts. I'm just an orange belt, I ain't going out there. You kick his ass. Yeah.
In the Batman, the animated series, there's the one part where Batman like is beating up the goon's boss. The goon opens the door. He's like, hey, boss, I thought I heard a noise. He sees Batman beating the boss. He just closes the door and walks away. It's like... it's exactly how I'd be. There's the scene in The Dark Knight Rises where it's like a blooper or whatever, where Batman and Catwoman are beating up Bane's henchmen and nobody's near the one henchman and he just falls down. And it's like, that'd be me in that situation. Fucking billionaire trust fund baby beating me up in his fucking fetish wear. No thanks.
So here's March.
March indeed. Almost done with the first quarter.
Yeah.
I think next quarter I'm going back to the OG battle plan of setting for the set of like the way things changed, where it was like calibration and condition and contribution and connection. Instead of those four C's, I'm going back to the original ones, which was like trying to have a goal for health, goal for self, a goal for wealth, and a goal for networking.
I would attempt to get my Part 107.
Your what?
Part 107.
What's that?
Allows you to fly drones commercially.
There you go. Nice.
I saw this guy on Instagram. He's selling a course to set your own drone business. I'm like, how much? He's like, $2,500. I'm like, well, don't get that money. I'll talk to you later.
if you're flying a drone commercially without the license, what do? They send a little drone helicopter with sirens to pull you over?
So, if you get caught doing commercial work without a drone license, they will find the shit out of you. Mm-hmm. So, there's a guy in Philly called Philly Drone Life or something, and this dude just does what he fucking wants. Like, he goes into downtown Philly and flies his drone up to, like, 100,000 feet or some shit, and, like, just reckless shit you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Like, there's reckless shit that no one's going to matter, like, go out in the middle of the field and fly.
Yeah.
When you're flying around a city like that, like, there's shit you just don't do.
Yeah.
Well, the FAA gave him cease and desist from back in 2020, and he owes $182,000.
Woo! That's like the I saw a YouTube of a guy, well, not a YouTube, a GIF of the guy. A guy, he took one of those, like, world's brightest flashlights, and he hooked it up to an even bigger magnifying thing, and he created, like, his own version of the bat signal with it, and he's, like, shining it on the highway and like in office buildings and stuff, and it's like, come on, dude, like you're gonna kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to beat the hell out of you.
Sounds like we're just vigilantes.
Yeah, exactly. Where's my billionaire trust fund fetish wear?
Or you can go old school and go Boondocks.
You know, we've been watching binging House, and I gotta say, if ever I knew a dude like that in real life, I would just beat his ass daily on principle. Like, just talking shit all the time and being miserable. I'd have to hurt him. Especially if I were Wilson. Like, eat my damn food. He never had siblings' house.
Wilson has low self-esteem.
Yeah.
And no friends, except for House. It's like, well, I can make a new friend, or I can keep getting bullied.
Or you can just find another wife, because he got married like 7 times.
So, like, I've been looking at a lot of job hunting Instagram stuff, because my coworkers have sent me, like, work-life sucks Instagrams.
Yeah.
And it bleeds over to, like, other stuff. And, like, it occurred to me that finding a job is as bad as dating.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, my one coworker is always like, oh, we should go here, we should go there. I'm like, I'm staying here, I know things are shitty. Instead of going someplace new, where that's a new kind of shitty that I have no clout over.
The devil you know versus mm-hmm. the devil you don't. Yeah, because I know a lot of people that have jumped jobs and they fucking hated it. And, like, a lot of people left and they went to... one guy left and he went to BNY Mellon and he hated it. And then the other guy was going to go there and we both talked him out of it. the guy that did go there, he said he got a call, like, 6 months after he quit from somebody asking him where a project was and... why he wasn't, like, communicating. He's like, I don't work there anymore, you dumbass. Like, they have no idea what the hell they're doing.
A lot of companies are like that. That's why I want to start getting into some like side shit that I can just control myself. Because I'm also realizing, yes, I'm a corporate wage slave. I have insurance, health insurance, but at the same time, it's not guaranteed.
Nope. Nothing is. Even if you fucking do your own, well, especially if you do your own thing, it's not guaranteed. But
yeah, but you see it coming. Yeah. You don't get blindsided one day going, hey, guess what? We sold the company out from under you. Unless you're fucking Elliot from Mr. Robot, in that case.
Nah, well, it doesn't matter then anyway, but it's all crazy. Job security nonsense. I just want to make it to retirement age.
Like, I don't want to retire. I just want to keep building. I want to get hired to just build crazy shit for people.
You want a rich patron?
Yes, I do.
I don't want to do any of that shit. I just want to be rich, mind my own business. Just need to get to fuck you money.
Well, it's a hard road.
Yeah, I saw a clip with Arnold Schwarzenegger where he was in an interview and he's like, he was joking with the people, but they looked at him like he was dead serious. He said, you know, the first million's the hardest to make, so do what I do and just start with the second million. He's like, come on guys, that's a joke. This is a morning show, you should be awake.
What a fucking prankster.
He's great.
Was it Jesse the Body Ventura? He was working out and he made it look like he wasn't lifting that much.
And when he would go in and he'd tell the seamstress and stuff to mess with people's shirts on like the Predator set, so it looked like, so they thought they were like bigger and stronger, and I measured your shirt and your shirt's bigger than or smaller than mine, et cetera, et cetera. Like, just dick stuff, but fun stuff.
There's a guy that my buddy follows. He's some guy, I guess he dresses like a janitor and he'll go into these weightlifting places.
Yeah, I've seen him. That guy's like a weightlifting champion. Mm-hmm. And he's like, can I move this weight? He fucking picks up the weight the guy's struggling with.
One-handed.
Like a One Punch Man. Yeah. Seth, second quarter coming up.
Yep.
Already.
Can't believe it already happened.
Yeah, I mean, the weather's getting nicer.
I know. I'm actually standing out here not freezing my ass off.
We don't have the heater on. Fucking garage door's open. Although now I'm looking at, like, the leaves I got to deal with still. But that's why we have tools, right, Jewel?
I got to start making plans for what I'm doing in my yard this year.
All the adult stuff.
I got to figure out how to do the math, but I need to buy some gravel. I've got a little river going by the front back of my house. And also got another, depending on how much rain I get, another river that goes over my driveway that I park my car in. So
you're going to put gravel in?
What I think I'm also going to do is I'm going to get some wire mesh and kind of build like a frame and put gravel and shit in there. And that way the water just goes through the gravel and you don't see it.
Yeah, why don't you just do like a French drain thing?
Well, that's basically what I'm trying to do, but
so just get the PVC and put the holes in it and just
The holes come in it. But then what I want to do is I want to, so where the road meets my driveway, there's a little river there. So instead of me digging down, I'll just put some extra gravel there and it'll just go into the gravel. And part of my driveway is also kind of like tilted a little bit. So I want to try and, my dad doesn't want to tells to leave it alone, but I'm gonna take the gravel approach and build it up a little bit and give it some form. Because I still want the water to the drain, but I don't want to feel lopsided when there's a second car in my driveway.
Yeah. Maybe I'll actually. Well, that's probably not gonna happen this year either. Getting the cement pad out in front of this garage.
Why not?
Just low on the priority list. I need to get my floors redone. And
yeah, you do.
Not in the garage. In the house, they need sanded and stained and all that. I don't think they've been done in 30 years.
I just love how people just let shit go.
It's not a concern for a lot of people.
I was watching, so last week was Nazi week, so we watched that Susie movie, All Inglourious Bastards and Iron Sky 1 and 2.
I watched Sisu on Friday.
And?
I didn't like it.
What?
It seems kind of corny. Like, for a movie that was supposed to be like the World War II John Wick, it was pretty corny.
I loved it.
It was, yeah. It did make me want to get a pickaxe, though. Especially if it had that cool little leather, like, holder that he had it in. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
I love this little effect. The poor, the dog comes running, he lets it on fire, dog's like, nope, fuck this.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. Him using the dead body as a shield against the 50 cal on the tank was ridiculous, because that would go right through that body and him. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a difference between fucking concealment and cover, and that was definitely concealment.
But Iron Sky 2, I guess it's like 30 years in the future after that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking, she's talking, the girl's talking, like, no one is fixing it but me. I'm like, what's that like?
Yeah. Yeah, knowing how to maintain things is a skill. It's one thing to do it. I mean, I think that's coming back now, since everybody's got no money and everyone's too tired of replacing everything. Like, they can't afford it anymore. So maintaining is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Keep things alive as long as you can. I have become the goddamn zip tie master with fixing stuff. Fucking.
Well, like I said, with my bike rack, like, I think it was 2 years ago when I got, no, 3 years ago now, when I got that other bike, the straps were kind of old. I'm like, I don't trust these straps anymore. So I took some old ratchet straps and my mom sewed them on onto the thing. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then, like, my buddy needed some bolts for his bike rack. And that's when my car's in the shop. I'm like, oh, just take my bolts. I'll figure something out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I can't find the right size. I'll just got to drill these holes out and make it bigger. Yeah. I'm like, well, you're not going to die for another 20, 30 years now.
Yeah, the one cupboard door in the house. It's like the door is fucking, it's heavy old like oak or some shit for some reason. But it's the screws at the top, the holes are stripped, and I was thinking about how I could fix that. And I was like, I'm just going to stick a zip tie in there and screw onto it. And
actually, what you should do is get some sawdust and some wood glue.
Mm.
Make yourself some putty and fill the holes in, and then see if you can move it slightly, like move the hinges slightly. And then drill new holes.
Because
If you can offset it and not put it in the exact same spot, I mean, you can put it in the same spot if you do the wood glue. You have to let it dry for a while and let it harden.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to try the easy way first, the zip tie.
Once you get the hammer, everything looks like a nail.
No, once you start hacking things, you look for the easiest solution first and move on to the next project, since it's just a covered door. Lift to close.
That sounds like a heavy cover door to me. And that zip tie ain't gonna cut it.
Yeah, well, just fucking take up the empty space in the hole.
We'll come back in a month and see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see if I even get to it in a month.
Siri, set it on reminder.
That's a droid. Latest update to Google Chrome, they're asking me if I want to start using their AI tools, and it's
I got that too.
I don't know what that even means. Like, what am I going to do with the AI and
Google I know. Chrome? You're going to make black and Asian Nazis.
Black and Asian Nazis? What does that have to do with anything?
Jasper was their image generation thing, I think. And they made a diversity thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I
like,
remember.
You couldn't do anything with white people? But
no, it was Gemini.
Gemini, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the racist AI.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
It's really shocking to see an Asian Nazi and a black Nazi.
Wait, did you watch the TikTok I sent you by that guy? The same guy that said that like five companies own basically everything.
Yeah.
That guy, the second one where he's talking about that, and he thought how everyone just thinks it was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
This thing is just slightly racist, but it was really like how you can be like, write a letter in the form of so and so. It wouldn't do that for any Republicans,
mm-hmm.
but it would do it for all of the Democrats. So
I thought it was the other way around.
No, it would say that this person, I can't do this because this person is associated with hate speech or whatever, and it was talking about the right wing politics. So it's like basically the AI is political.
And that is why you download Minstrel 8B, get about, I don't know, 64 gigs of RAM, and run your own local model.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to get that set up.
Because with local models, you can get rid of the restraints.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I need my own AI.
I do too.
What are we waiting for?
a good project to use it on.
Life.
Well, I've been getting my $20 worth out of ChatGPT the last couple months, so.
Yeah, that's not a bad cost, I guess.
Yeah. That letter I wrote yesterday, well, that I doctored, I guess I should say.
Yeah, I've been, I use it for, it helps me with a lot of code.
Oh, I have it generate most of my code now.
Yeah.
I could do this a dumb way. I could do this the computer efficient way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think about this. Sometimes I worry about it too, because it's like, am I hurting myself by not figuring out the problem versus just asking?
But the problem is, are you figuring out the problem efficiently, or are you figuring out the problem the most efficient, inefficient way possible? Because I can find solutions, mm-hmm. but 80% of the time, it's not the efficient solution.
Yeah. Well, I use it a lot of time for refactoring also. Like, after I write all my code, I'll say, is this the best way to do this? And mm-hmm. it'll say, yeah, you know, well, we can fix this and reuse parts of it. And I'm like, okay, cool. And that works for me. But,
yeah.
Like, I had a JavaScript problem this morning, and I was like, should I just ask the AI to solve this, or should I
just fucking ask it?
Because I feel like you're not learning anything that way.
Why? But are you looking at the code and figuring out how it works?
Yeah, but it's I'm glancing at it and saying, okay, well, that's how this works, but it's not the same as when you figure it out how you die hard learning. Like, you can read all the books you want on code, and it doesn't equate to building something with it. Like, the first time you build something with it, that's when you learn it.
See, I disagree, because when I go to write something, I'm like, okay, here's what I want to do. Type into Google, go through 5 or 8 different solutions that don't fucking work. If I remember to change the date, then within the last 6 months to a year, because they usually deprecated code. Or I go, hey, AI, how do I do this? I'll get the code. I'm like, I don't like that. Give me another way to do that.
Yeah. Sometimes that's the way it goes, but sometimes it's also just being lazy with it. It's like, can you do the math basically in your head, or do you take out your phone and have the calculator do it?
Yeah.
And it's like,
well, like, I went to Firestone, I have their card, I had 6 months, same as cash. Hey, ChatGPT, here's the bill, here's my paychecks. How many times can I do, what are the paycheck things to make this paid off by the time this is done? Because, unfortunately, I can't just go in and automate, like, the payments. I gotta put them in by hand. But I got a list of date, how much to put in.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, ChatGPT, generate a snowball method to get me out of debt.
Hmm. A bad idea. That's probably where a local AI comes in handy.
Yeah, so it keeps all your information local.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jarvis.
Fuck Jarvis.
Nah, Jarvis was cool. That's what made the first Iron Man movie so cool. Then they went away from the practical effects and went to too much special effects, and I didn't like it.
I'm not sure if I'm going to like the new Deadpool movie.
Yeah? Why?
I feel like they're pandering.
I mean, I don't know if Ryan Reynolds will let it get that way.
Cause, well, because like, so they're kind of pulling a J.J. Abrams. I don't understand what the plot's supposed to be so far.
Hmm.
Like, it seems like he's working with the multiverse thing to, like, fix shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, are you going to do fan service this whole fucking time and not actually have a good storyline? Because that's what I feel like it's happening.
I mean, they'll probably have some sort of storyline, but, I mean, how much of a storyline do you really want from a Deadpool movie versus him making fun of shit?
Well, I like the fact that, like, in the second movie, he had the recruitment team. They made fun of the whole Domino and her luck thing. Like, that was fucking amazing. Like, keep doing that shit.
I love the fact that in the second Deadpool movie, the invisible guy was really Brad Pitt.
Uh-huh.
And you can see him for a minute when he hits the fucking electrical wire.
I don't know. Just don't completely sell out. Just sell it just enough to get the money.
Yeah.
The new Fallout movie, the Fallout show is coming out. I'm like, no one's attached to it. Not the Batman Nolan, the other Nolan.
Yeah, the one that did Westworld.
Mm-hmm. Still mad about that ending.
I haven't watched anything since season one.
Season 2 and 3 are great. Season 4 sucks.
Yeah, there's so much stuff to watch.
And he fucked up the peripheral, so.
Oh, he's the one that did that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even finish that one.
I wouldn't bother.
But then again, it got to the part where the brothers were starting to go to the future, so it's like that. I thought things would get good then, but I don't know.
They wasted a lot of time because there's so much shit they could have done. It was fucking amazing. They didn't.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when they cut stuff for no reason.
And I love when people tell me, that would make a good movie. I'm like, I've seen dog shit they put on screen. Like, I've seen little things that are, like, boring as fuck. I'm like, no, that's not the excuse.
You sons of bitches.
Yep. Well, I got a meeting in 5 minutes, so let's wrap this shit up.
I gotta go run my errand, and then we'll get some lunch, and we'll hang out from there.
Yep.
All right. Well, Joel will get this one and the last episode uploaded sometime soon.
Yeah.
Unless if he can ask ChatGPT for a schedule to do that.
Actually, I got a script on my computer to do all the heavy lifting.
There you go.
You'll notice the titles are a little bit better now.
I hadn't.
And descriptions.
There was something I was going to ask about. If there was a way to just set up a default to have it do it on the computer, which I'm sure there has to be, but I'll have to remember next time to harass you about it.
I'm this close from automating the publishing.
Nice. There you go. Maybe we'll just start doing it live over the radio waves, too.
If you want to do it, we can.
We'll do it on a CB channel.
Because I have a thing now where I run the transcription. Mm-hmm. It takes the transcription through a large language model. So it gives me 20 titles and a list of bullets to put in for the summary.
Nice.
So I just copy and paste. So.
Very, very cool. Yep. But we're going to let Joel get to his call, and I'll talk to you people later.
See ya.
That wraps up another episode of The Mention the Machine. If you would like to contact or subscribe to the podcast, please visit TheMentionTheMachine.com. If you would like to leave a voicemail, please call 412-294-8557.
Today is March 8th, 2024, 11:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ooh, folding that money up.
Yeah, that big dollar.
Ooh-wee.
Woo-hoo. When I feel heavy metal.